I think Mary Shelley is a really interesting case study for us today to think about how women writers of this period could participate in some of the major cultural and political debates of their day and influence those debates. So as we've been saying, you know, her novels, not just Frankenstein, but all of her novels show how extraordinarily well read she was, how extraordinarily closely she had her finger on the pulse of the main political and philosophical debates of her age, and economic debates for that matter too. And the way that she references those debates in her fiction, I think, show very clearly that women not only could have a very clear intellectual grasp of these debates, but could intervene creatively in these debates through forms like the kind of fiction that Mary Shelley produced. Because, as I say, it's not so much that her novels are informed by these concepts. She's rigorously interrogating these ideas in all of the fiction that she produces from Frankenstein onwards. So I think that's one thing that we might want to say. The other thing is Frankenstein is just such an extraordinarily influential novel, the most influential of all of her novels. Although I'm very glad to say that her novel Matilda, which wasn't published until the 1950s actually, because it was deemed too controversial to be published before, but the Matilda and The Last Man are now gaining a lot of critical recognition. So we can also see, I think, something of the influence of Mary Shelley. Everybody's heard of Frankenstein, whether you've read it or you haven't read it. Everybody's heard of it. It has such an incredible hold on the cultural imagination. The phrase Frankenstein is bandied about in so many different contexts, you know, Frankenstein foods, Frankenstein, you know, it's become a kind of adjective now, a way of thinking about things that deeply trouble us and concern us about the worlds that we live in. So I think we can see something of her influence in her legacies as well. So, I mean, I think she's a superb test case for us. I would just say on a slightly less positive note, but I do think it's important, there's another kind of lesson that we can learn from the case of Mary Shelley, which is to say she hasn't always been taken as seriously as she is being taken right now. And there's a cautionary tale there, I think, too, which is to say that precisely because she was so politically engaged, so philosophically and scientifically conversant, that was all recognised when Frankenstein was first published. And early reviews really engaged very seriously with all the ideas that she was talking about. But then in the 19th century, while sort of popular versions of Frankenstein were popping up on the stage and what have you, her writing really wasn't as prominent for a long time as that of her husband, Percy Shelley. And indeed, you know, even quite recently, there have been people who have argued that how on earth could Mary Shelley have written this extraordinary novel Frankenstein? Surely her husband Percy wrote it. Mercifully, those debates are now being put to bed, and we can get over that one, I think. But nonetheless, I think there is something of a cautionary tale. She was incredibly influential. She was incredibly, on as I say, sort of tapped into the major debates and controversies of her day. She influenced generations of writers and filmmakers after her. And yet there's also a kind of cautionary tale here, which is that it hasn't always been plain sailing for her in reputational terms, that there have been people who have not always remembered her politics, have downplayed that in her writing, or have sort of seen her as a kind of an interesting figure, partly because of the other people that she associated with, particularly her husband and Byron. And I'm very glad that we're now at a point where hopefully we can put those kind of arguments to one side and just recognise her for the extraordinary woman and writer that she was.